1. What has the man forgotten to pack for the trip?
Hi, Freddy. All ready for the camping trip? Your backpack looks very full.
Well, I didn't want to forget my sleeping bag like the last time I went camping. I was lucky then and it wasn't too cold. I hope I've remembered everything this time.
Well, so long as you've got your sleeping bag, plus a torch and walking boots, you'll be fine.
Oh dear, I've just realised I've left my torch behind. Oh, at least I've got my walking boots. Never mind, I'll probably manage.
You'll be fine.
Now listen again.
Hi, Freddy. All ready for the camping trip? Your backpack looks very full.
Well, I didn't want to forget my sleeping bag like the last time I went camping. I was lucky then and it wasn't too cold. I hope I've remembered everything this time.
Well, so long as you've got your sleeping bag, plus a torch and walking boots, you'll be fine.
Oh dear, I've just realised I've left my torch behind. Oh, at least I've got my walking boots. Never mind, I'll probably manage.
You'll be fine.
Two. What time is the plane expected to depart?
This is an announcement for all passengers waiting to travel on the 10:45 flight to Glasgow. Due to poor weather, this flight is delayed and is unlikely to take off until 12:15. All passengers travelling on this flight can collect a special ticket at the information desk, which they can exchange for a drink and a snack at the cafe. Please note the check-in desk will close at 11:30. We apologise for the delay to your flight and will give you further updates as soon as we can.
Now listen again.
This is an announcement for all passengers waiting to travel on the 10:45 flight to Glasgow. Due to poor weather, this flight is delayed and is unlikely to take off until 12:15. All passengers travelling on this flight can collect a special ticket at the information desk, which they can exchange for a drink and a snack at the cafe. Please note the check-in desk will close at 11:30. We apologise for the delay to your flight and will give you further updates as soon as we can.
Three. Where did the family go at the weekend?
How was your weekend? Were there any tickets left for the play you wanted to see?
Yes, but we decided to do something else in the end. I found a few more options online. We ended up getting some discount tickets to visit a castle. We all enjoyed it far more than the art gallery we went to last time we had a family day out. We're actually thinking of going there again. It's just as much fun as going to see a show at the theatre.
Now listen again.
How was your weekend? Were there any tickets left for the play you wanted to see?
Yes, but we decided to do something else in the end. I found a few more options online. We ended up getting some discount tickets to visit a castle. We all enjoyed it far more than the art gallery we went to last time we had a family day out. We're actually thinking of going there again. It's just as much fun as going to see a show at the theatre.
Four. What are the man and woman going to order?
What shall we have to drink? I'm quite thirsty, so I think I'll just have water.
Me too. Let's get a large bottle to share.
Oh yes, we could do that. Do you prefer sparkling? I always have still.
Oh, I like sparkling water. How about getting a glass of still and a glass of sparkling? Actually, have you seen the prices? What about asking for a jug of tap water? It tastes just as good.
Especially if they put ice and lemon in it. Good idea.
Now listen again.
What shall we have to drink? I'm quite thirsty, so I think I'll just have water.
Me too. Let's get a large bottle to share.
Oh, yes, we could do that. Do you prefer sparkling? I always have still.
Oh, I like sparkling water. How about getting a glass of still and a glass of sparkling? Actually, have you seen the prices? What about asking for a jug of tap water? It tastes just as good.
Especially if they put ice and lemon in it. Good idea.
Five. Which photograph did the man take?
Your website's great. Did you take all these photos?
Not all of them. I included some others that were taken by friends, like this one of the desert. You can tell which are mine because the style's different. I'm interested in water, especially scenes showing rain. Have a look at this one of mine.
Nice. And is this one yours? I love how the water in the lake's like a mirror for the trees.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's actually someone else's work, though.
Now listen again.
Your website's great. Did you take all these photos?
Not all of them. I included some others that were taken by friends, like this one of the desert. You can tell which are mine because the style's different. I'm interested in water, especially scenes showing rain. Have a look at this one of mine.
Nice. And is this one yours? I love how the water in the lake's like a mirror for the trees.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's actually someone else's work, though.
Six. How does the man suggest his friend should travel to the concert?
Hi, it's Neil. Listen, I know I was supposed to give you and Jack a lift to the concert tonight in my car, but I'm not going to be able to make it. It's a shame my ticket will be wasted. Anyway, it's not that far to the concert hall from where you both live. You could always take the underground to Green Oak Station, and it's only a short walk from there. I'm sure you and Jack will be able to take a taxi home afterwards. Anyway, I hope you both have fun. Bye.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Neil. Listen, I know I was supposed to give you and Jack a lift to the concert tonight in my car, but I'm not going to be able to make it. It's a shame my ticket will be wasted. Anyway, it's not that far to the concert hall from where you both live. You could always take the underground to Green Oak Station, and it's only a short walk from there. I'm sure you and Jack will be able to take a taxi home afterwards. Anyway, I hope you both have fun. Bye.
Seven. What is the weather forecast for the north this morning?
Now for an update on the weather. Well, it's looking very different from yesterday in both the north and the south. In southern areas, there'll be some thick fog to begin with, making conditions difficult for people driving to work. That should disappear by around 11, though. There'll be heavy snow showers, mainly in northern areas, but hopefully these will be over by lunchtime. It'll be calm everywhere for most of the day, but with some strong winds coming in towards the evening.
Now listen again.
Now for an update on the weather. Well, it's looking very different from yesterday in both the north and the south. In southern areas, there'll be some thick fog to begin with, making conditions difficult for people driving to work. That should disappear by around 11, though. There'll be heavy snow showers, mainly in northern areas, but hopefully these will be over by lunchtime. It'll be calm everywhere for most of the day, but with some strong winds coming in towards the evening.